Okay, good morning or good afternoon, as the case may be. Today we're Be'ez Hashem going to be doing page 120. This is, what is this stuff? Samach Amud Beis, I guess you would call it, in the Mishnah Berurah. We are finishing up, or continuing in Siman Reish Pei Aleph, and Be'ez, finishing Siman Reish Pei Aleph, and Be'ez Hashem beginning Siman Reish Pei Beis. So let us get started. Siman Reish Pei Aleph, we are on the top line, in middle of the Ramah, says the Ramah, V'noag in laharbos bizmirus shel Shabbos kol makom lefi minago. There is a minhag to be marba bizmirus. This does not mean singing zmirus at the Shabbos table. This means psukei tzimra, to have extra psukim of zmirus within psukei tzimra. Well, b'kol davar imlo amro ein machzirno so milvad imlo amro lekalash shavas. Now, in terms of the extra things that we say within birchas kriyas shema, if you don't say them, you don't have to go back and repeat anything unless you didn't say. Unless you didn't say the kalash or shavas machzir and also, then you do have to go back. And when we say these special things on Shabbos and we add special things on Shabbos, we should sing them and we should make them sound nice, and no one should get get agitated and should make any sort of macha'a against it, against those who are being marich in these things, even though the person is going to make a machah because he's concerned about Bittul Torah. He says, how could davening take more than an hour and a half on Shabbos morning? I have to get back to learning. No, davening could take more than an hour and a half on Shabbos morning. It could take more than 2 hours on Shabbos morning. That's okay. You can get back to learning later, but there is an inyan of singing longer and making it nicer on Shabbos morning. But davening shouldn't take 4 hours on Shabbos morning. Meaning you shouldn't be marich yosem midai, you shouldn't daven for so long because you're singing so much that you're not going to eat by the sixth hour. You're supposed to have your suda Shabbos earlier in the day, so you have to make sure that you do that in the right time. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis of a kol davar hainu kol davar shemusiv b'shul Shabbos v'afilu nishmas, that all these things that we say you don't have to go back for means anything that we add for Shabbos, even nishmas. If you skip nishmas, you don't have to go back and repeat. So machzirino, so ena kavanah shemachzirino, so b'chziyotzer are. So he said the kelish or shavas is the only exception. So that does not mean that you go back to the bracha of Yotzer Ar. Ela la'achar tefila shvonesre yomer kach b'li bracha. It's just that after shvonesre, if you realize you didn't say lekelash shavas, you go and you say it without a bracha. V'yaskil mishavach nosim v'chulei. Mashein kein shar zemiros, as opposed to all the other extra things that we say, im shachachin chiv lomenachar tefila. If you forget them, you don't say them at all. Meaning, if you skipped all the other extra additions that we have into Shabbos davening, so that's it. So you skipped it. So you missed it. You'll get it next Shabbos. It's only Lekelesh or Shabbos that you have to go back for at all, even after davening. And if you remember before you say the bracha of Yotzer HaMoros, Shalom or Lekelesh or Shabbos, that you forgot to say Lekelesh or Shabbos, Efshar Diyesh Lachzor Lahaskil Lekelesh or Shabbos. So it could be in such a situation that you go back right then and there to Lekelesh or Shabbos and say it properly. Kosev HaChayyadim, Mikol Makom Nir Ali Shlo Yedalig Lechadchila Anosach to Lekelesh or Shabbos. Oh, Hakol Yaducha Kedei L'Sfal B'Tzibur. That even so, L'Chachil, a person should not skip these additions that we make in middle of Birch's Kriya Shema on Shabbos morning in order to be able to start Tefillah B'Tzibur on time. Sometimes you find yourself in a minyan that davens too quickly and you're not able to keep up with them. And if you're going to say all the extra additions that we say on Shabbos, you're not going to be able to start Shemona Esrei together with the Tzibur. So you're going to miss out on Tefillah B'Tzibur. So Chayadim says, still, you got to say what it says in the Sitter. Shari calls in Nisker Bezoar, because all of this is mentioned in the Zohar. So Shemayim Nish Nusach Bracha Kachi, and therefore it must be that this is the Nusach of the Bracha as it is supposed to be said. So a stunning comment that it trumps Tefillah B'Tzibur, the idea of saying all of these extra passages within the Birchus Kriyashma on Shabbos. So Sivkat and Dalit Ulahanim. So we said the minig is to make davening nice and to sing properly on Shabbos morning. Hainu La'amram B'Nigin, to say with a the nigin sheish bo ni'ima. That sounds nice. Ken shos in Pesukei Dezimra, as we do during Pesukei Dezimra, which we don't always do. Avalola harich harbe, but you shouldn't be marich too much. It shouldn't be taking forever. Ukvar efligu akadmonim begenus hamishorim amarichim afridim os michaverta v'teva michaverta. And we already know that the poskim have a lot to say. The earlier poskim had a lot to say, a lot of criticism of those who spend so much time singing that they break up one letter from the next, one word from the next, and they make it that the tefillah doesn't make any sense with the excessive singing. When we say that you're supposed to sing, it means that you say the words in a tune, but it's clear that the words are being said. And where it could really get halachically thorny and problematic is when there are nigunim at the end of a bracha. That sometimes people are answering amen before the bracha is actually fully completed, and the lefamim marichin benigin achar siyum ateva von behafsa gadol amen. And sometimes they finish the bracha and they finish the nigin, and only after they finish the nigin, so 30 seconds after the bracha is over, only then they answer amen. That's a problem of an amen yasoma, because the amen is not coming right after the bracha. So one has to be careful to do the nigin properly. That's why we have traditions of what proper nusach is and what proper types of nigunim are in davening. So we can't be overly creative. You could spice things up a little bit with newer nigunim, but we can't be overly creative to the point that we run into halachic problems. As much as we appreciate a nice davening, and as we mentioned yesterday, davening starts a little bit later on Shabbos, and that might also be appropriate, but we got to be super careful that we do not miss Zman Kriyashma and Zman Tefila, that the tzibur should say Kriyashma within the proper Zman. Okay, Simin Resh Pei Beis. Motzin Sefer Torah, we take out a Sefer Torah of the Koran Bo Shiva, and we have seven olim to the Sefer Torah. V'mratala Osif Mosif, if you want to add extra olim to the Sefer to give extra aliyos on Shabbos, because on Teik you're allowed to do that as well. Hagos says Ramav, v'adim b'yom tov mutala Osif al minyan akruim, you could do that on Yom Tov as well, you can add extra aliyos. V'yesh omrim, to be Yom Tov ein mahosif. However, some say that you should not add extra aliyos on Yom Tov. V'chein nagu b'medinos elu milvad b'sim chastor shum sifin harbe gam b'kol Yom Tov einem aftir miminin akrum k'dil kaman. And our minig is also on Yom Tov that we do not add extra aliyos on Yom Tov, except for some chastorah, where we add a lot of extra aliyos as a covenant Torah. And also on every Yom Tov, the maftir is not one of the five, meaning on Yom Tov you have five aliyos, the maftir is aside from those five, just like on Shabbos, the maftir is aside from the seven. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Aleph, Motzin, we take out a sefer Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yesh Lomar, Baruch Shemei B'psichas Aron B'im Shabbos B'im Chol, that we should say Baruch Shemei both on Shabbos and on a weekday. That is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. V'anosit Sefer Torah V'amekablo Tzorich Shei B'yamin, and when you give the Sefer Torah and when you receive the Sefer Torah, one must do so with their right arm. V'afilu Imhu Iter Yad Ein L'shanos B'zeh, a very important halacha for lefties, that even if you're a lefty, you still take it with your right arm. And why is that? Because the reason that you take it with your right is the Sharetzion points out, is because the pasuk says miyamino eish das lamo. So we're not mechalik; it's miyamino. It's always miyamin, and it's the yamin kal adam. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkat and Beis v'Korin Bo v'Mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim. It's a mitzvah Midivrei Sofrim to read seven olim from the Sefer Torah. V'Takana Keduma miMoshe Rabbeinu Alav Hashalom. It is an early takana from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. K'mash Kazav Zimkuf Lamin Hey Ayn Shal Mishnah Berurah Shiva. Hine bizman a Mishnah Haya Minig Sharishon Shabakruim Ayim Varech Habracha Lefneha V'Achronim Varech Habracha Lachreha. Back in the times of the Mishnah, the custom was that even though seven people would get up to the Torah, only the first one would say the bracha prior to Kriyas HaTorah, and the last one would say the bracha following Kriyas HaTorah, and there were no other brachas recited. All the other people were yotze with the brachos of the first bracha of the first guy and the last bracha of the last guy. And then afterwards, in the times of the Gemara, they were masakin that everyone says a bracha before and after, just like we have the minhag nowadays that every ola says a bracha. For whatever reason we do it, it's likely because you can't really be yotze if you're not listening to a bracha. So the first one saying the bracha, probably everyone in the shul is not necessarily listening. But okay, there are other reasons as well that everyone says a bracha. V'imratza v'yeshom shayom shekalecha me'akruv v'varech l'fenei l'achra kanal ein kadai l'hosav l'arbos b'brachos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you know, this idea of hosafos, the truth is, Shulchan Aruch says mutter to make hosafos. Mishnah Berurah says, but it could be that nowadays that every ola says two brachos. When you're making hosafos, you're adding a whole bunch of extra brachos, and maybe that's not such a great idea to add a whole bunch of extra brachos. We try not to be marbe b'brachos unnecessarily, right? It becomes a bracha she'ena tzricha. Rav Neuberger just asked Rav Shechter a couple of weeks ago. I was with them. Part of my job, I'm so going to be with them sometimes. So Rav Neuberger asked Rav Shechter about a hafrashas challah that was being done, where someone was they wanted to take a giant dough from a bakery and divide it among many women, and then each woman would do a hafrasha on the dough that she got. Every woman would get a large enough dough that requires hafrasha, but since the original kneading of the dough was done as one single giant dough, really the hafrasha should have been done at that point, and that only would have been one bracha. But now you're dividing it up amongst all these different people, so everyone's going to say their own bracha. So it's a bracha shein tzricha. So Rav Shechter thought it was not proper to be marbe b'brachos so much. So similar to what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that you have the opportunity to add hosafos, but then you're adding brachos, so it's not a great idea. However, the Mishnah Berurah pulls it back a little bit. He says, "Ach b'makom atzorach kigon chasen or brismila." But when there's a need, because there are chiyuvim in the shul, there's a chasen, there's a brismila, where the avi aben is a chiyuv. A lot of people don't realize that. Also, that at brismila they want to be mechabit someone with an aliyah. Don't be mechabit someone else. The avi aben is the. So let's say you have a brismila on a Monday. So there are only three olim, and the avi aben is a Yisrael. Don't be mechabit someone else. The avi aben is the one that's a, he's the chiyuv to get the aliyah. So when you have chiyuvim in the shul, so sometimes you need the extra aliyos. So in such cases, we're not so worried about this. Mosif, so we said that we could be mosif. Even what's this going on? That on Shabbos you could be most of extra aliyos. But you shouldn't make hosafos every three psukim, because that's a big tircha de tzibura. B'makom sheyesh lachash l'taromos, eiza anashim kishalo yikru lem l'torah, ein tzarech l'daktik b'zeh. But if you know that you have the kind of crowd in your shul that complains about such things, oh, I didn't get an aliyah in this and this amount of time, so okay, it's not worth making fights. It's better to add more aliyos to keep everybody happy. In my experience, it keeps nobody happy. So probably not worth adding so many extra aliyos. Then you'll just get more complaints on the other side. Kosva achronim, the b'shabbos shekor beis parshios is shlikros minyan chatzi akruim me'ashiva b'kol sedra, ta'ayim shekor l'arvi k'tzas mi'seder echon me'aseder beis, gimul p'sukum al kalpanin, ve'ein lochash me'ashe yosef al shiva b'seder beis, kivin de'in shum chiyuv min adin lahosif. And he says that that the minhag is that when you have a double parsha, it's three and a half aliyos from each of the parshios. And he says, and you shouldn't be choshesh. I'm not sure what he means by that. You shouldn't be choshesh by that you're with that. That you're adding to the seven in the second parsha, because there's no chiyuv min adin to add. I'm not sure what that means. Ein lahosif sifkat and vav ugshchal yom tov b'shabbos. So we said on yom tov you shouldn't add to the five aliyos. Well, when yom tov falls on Shabbos, lukuliyalu mutar lahosif, that everyone agrees that you're allowed to add to the five aliyos al shiva kama b'shar Shabbos hashana, just like any other week of the year, any other Shabbos. Do you chi b'shvil shenitosav b'kedush yom tov nigra? Because do you think for a moment that just because this has a second additional level of Kedusha in addition to being Shabbos, that it's also Yom Tov, that now it's going to get downgraded, now you're not going to be allowed to be Masif? So of course you're allowed to. Ah, k'shachal Yom HaKippurim b'Shabbos, tov l'chachila shalol l'hosif al shiva. But when Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, then it's better not to add to the seven olim, mishum sh'rashi ha'parshios m'chuvanim sh'mesayimim b'mili t'kapara. Because the six aliyos on Yom Kippur are dafka positioned in such a way with or the seven on Yom Kippur that's chal on Shabbos are dafka positioned in such a way where each aliyah concludes with something related to kapara. So you're going to start making those safos, then you're going to mess with that special inyan of finishing each aliyah with something related to kapara. Milvad b'simchas Torah, we said except for simchas Torah, we do add a lot of aliyos. Since we want everybody to be able to read from the Torah at the time that we conclude the Torah, so we follow what Rav Poskim say, that you're allowed to be Mosef on Yom Tov. Then we said that the Maftir counts as a separate aliyah, is not one of the five or one of the seven. Ratzalomer, the Maftir, Kori Parsha Bifnei Atzma, B'chovas Hayom, that on Yom Tov, the Maftir reads his own separate Parsha. From the fact that the Maftir gets Aliyah number 6, that's a raya that Meikar Adin, we paskin that you're allowed to do more than 5 Aliyos on Yom Tov, meaning because we do 6, the Maftir gets his extra Aliyah. So let's review what we learned today. So essentially, we learned 5 things. First, we said that we do add songs into Pesukah Dezimra and Birchus Kriyashma, and we don't worry about Bittul Torah, that it's taking too long. As long as it's within reason and it doesn't cause halachically problematic amains, and that you could still eat early enough. As long as you have those halachic sensitivities, it's good to sing on Shabbos a little bit. Number 2, we said that if you skip any of the extra zemiros, you don't go back, except for the Kalash HaShavas, which you go back and say after Shemona Esrei. Third, we said that when we take out the Torah, we say Brich Shemei, and we take the Torah in the right hand, even if you're a lefty. Fourth, we said that we can make hosafos on Shabbos, but some say not to make hosafos because of extra brachos that are going to have to be made, and you need to be mindful of Torah Echatzibur. But then there were 2 lenient considerations, that if there's a chasen or a bris, that you can make hosafos, or if people are going to get agitated that they haven't gotten aliyah, you can make hosafos. And then finally, we said that we don't make extra aliyos on Yom Tov, except for Simchas Torah, or for Yom Tov Shechal B'Shabbos, but even on Yom Tov Shechal B'Shabbos, if that Yom Tov happens to be Yom Kippur, we're extra sensitive that we do not make extra aliyos. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue in Simin Reish Pei Beis Siv Beis. Tomorrow night will be Thursday night, likely, and probably from a wedding that I will be doing this year back in the United States. So everyone have a wonderful day, wonderful evening, and we'll see you soon.